Aleph El Tav, a poem by Shel Raffin. Aleph. Moss overcomes me. My sequins glisten. Vines wrap over ancient whispers and offer old greetings. A hand of heather flower on my shoulders, comforting but firm the angel's grasp. Hay fever comes upon me. My throat of beans ferments, for I am unprepared. Bait. Elul is a blanket on a cold morning, after nights of ceaseless turning. Tishrei, my alarm clock. Elul, my hands as I hit snooze. Tishrei, the birds outside my window, holding hostage my dreams. Elul, my eyelids warm and deep. Tishrei, the sun bright red and opening. Gimel. Like a recording, like I imagined it exactly, easy to sit and wait, as though my soul were not returned this morning. Last year I longed for here, and I am not here now. Dalid. A solid strike, a single note. Me, I am harmonized. Yira, I am a part of something larger. I have a heavy weight to carry, but I am an ant, and we are strong, and we are starting, and Hineni, I am here. Hey. I have carried this melody in all my journeys, sitting hungry in folding chairs, watching the sun set completely, darker, surely over, and yet still setting. As it returns, I see it all so fast. Ufros aleinu sukkat sukkat. I sang it as I sat hungry in the shower, the drain swirling as I spiraled. I prayed for survival. How far I've come, and now this melody has returned to me. Vav. We were shattered many times. All the shards are in our skull, somewhere, longing. We share one continuous, knotted and twisting, strange and divergent, living brain and body. This divine dialectic, we are many and one. We change, we are the same. We are distinct and gestalt. Hineinu, somewhere new. Who will we be? At our righteous cryberry core, somehow, me. Zayin. The warm embrace of Talis, shroud, a canopy of peace. Care comes from unexpected places, and always from the eternally familiar. Chet. I have been Terua. I am Shevarim. I long to be Tekia. Whole. Tet. Practice now. Feel it in your body. What does it feel like? Fruit flies in your knees, molten feet and earthquake hips, longing to be there, dancing in the crowd, unrequited love of movement. Let it go. Yud. As the book of memories open, that lonely child returns to me, concerned only with very specific satisfying sensations. I remember that satisfaction now. I remember how it smelled. I feel it in my arms. However simple and senseless, it means I have become more whole again. Cough. I stand in awe before the judge, source of life, sovereign of the world, the ever-present eternal witness, What case is there to plead? What could be said that is not known? I will accept what I am dealt, all charges, all blessings, all curses, all vows. Lamed. Here is my vow. Consider me Chana. If you heal me, I will dedicate my body to you. If you give me strength, it is yours. I will fight to fix this broken world. Mem. So long as you continue to have one-sided conversations, all of your endeavors will fail. Listen, they are speaking to you, but you don't know their language yet. What are they saying? What do they want, and why? Nun. God did not make us perfect. Like clay, we were formed into pottery. On even a master potter's bowl, you can trace the uneven curves of her fingers. God made us in her image, flawed, weak, and lonely. Perhaps we are the mug in which she pours hot tea. She holds it to feel warmth, for there are no hands like hers to hold. Ein Od. Samech. Separation is as sacred as wholeness is holy. Can I be whole when this hole dwells between my ribs? She separates the waters from the earth. Dig and you may find water. Does this separation allow life to grow from my surface, daisies from my hair? Or am I cracked dirt? Am I longing for rain? Will I ever be mud? Ayin. Is it possible to do tzedakah when all that is paid in this land is reparations? Reparations are not charity, surely, for they are owed. If I may deter my payments for just this year, I will pay you back with interest. No, it's too late for that, isn't it? It's time this debt went into collections, isn't it? And so Beit Shammai said, raise the palace, all of it. Pay. The presence of those who have transgressed, invisible walls of space and air, the queen on her throne of stars says, rest, for there are no perfect people there. And so it is we who declare, by court of the earth and sky, together we sing and give prayer, wherever transgressions may lie. False thrones of empire disagree, say, no crime may be forgiven ever, transitive sins will rot you. Quarantine crimes and sickness. Now. Do it now. You must. Now. We are ignoring them. The true sovereign commands us. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, she says. We have realized now that this requires another pursuit. Tzedek, tzedek, neshaneh. Justice, justice, we shall change. Tzadi. Who shall live and who shall die? Perhaps I. Bad will come to me this year. I will fail to be good. I am fragile. Reveal to me. Teach me. What do I do? How do I hit that mark? I feel lost. My shoes sink into the mud, and again I strike a tree. Kuf. And so I cried, for the death of Rabbi Akiva, the violence of Rome, this man, this patriarch, who would surely find me abhorrent, defective, mutant, rebellious, heretic. And yet, knowing or not, he died so I may live. Lidor Vidor. Over many years, one man comes to have 10,000 offspring, and I, uncountable ancestors. So the blood of Akiva flows through me. We work to heal the world. Our afterlife is still but this world, healed, intact, revived. So Akiva waits for me, 30 spears in his chest. Do the work so I may be revived. I died so you may live, so you can continue the work. What will you do so others may live? And so I, sterile child, mutant child, disabled, weak, estranged, hold the weight of all those who died, from Rome to pogrom, from Shoah to Nakba, from bashing to shooting, and war and illness. Tree of life. And so I, sterile, mutant, Toeva, disabled, weak, estranged, hold the weight of ensuring the lives of future generations, so when the world is healed, life is revived, so that there is a world for them. How can I do a thing when I cannot stand, cannot run from Roman soldiers, cannot bear children, cannot dance? But I know I must. Love your God with all your soul, even should that soul be taken. The fire of pogroms is in my bones. So like Noah, do we now build an ark? So like Abraham, do we bargain with fate? Like Jonah, do we run from our duty? Like Jonah, do we rally the Ninevites? Like Isaiah, do we describe a better world? Like Micah, do we denounce the corrupt? But I know words are not enough. I can barely grip the pen, which is surely weaker than a gun. Am I content only to push others to do this work for me? To say, no, Akiva, it is she who is your child. O God, give me time, that precious finite jewel, so I may grow and serve you. All that I ask for is but one more year before you deem me unwilling to work, a year to become capable. Inscribe this for me, and on my body it shall be inscribed. Resh. I long for comfort from a mother I never had. We are all God's children, but is God my mother? It feels wrong to say. Offensive to my real mother, offensive to God. Could God truly fill that role? It will always be an aching longing, a scab I pick and pick. O God, heal this scar. If I heal this scar, will I be whole? Or am I only whole in the whole of me, scar and all? Whole in hurt and healing. Hold me, all of me. I will hold this and be held. It is a part of me. Care-seeking, love-seeking, attention-seeking, family-seeking, God-seeking. I just need to stop my guts from leaking, to keep my hands dry as I draw back the string, tension building. I try to relax as I let go and hope I hit the mark. Shin. And then a divine voice came to me. Vayamru Elohim, shut the fuck up and listen. Your disability is not an excuse to avoid doing my work. It is only a barrier because you keep knowingly hurting yourself, doing things you know you cannot do, straddling half-assed Tikkun Olam and Tikkun Haguf. That is your excuse. To avoid doing either of what I have commanded, one who is laying on the ground cannot save the world. First, you must work on standing. So, Hineni, here I am commanding you. Do your duty. Work on your health. You must. So, okay. I accept your vow, or whatever. I give you this year. Build yourself up, and then I will have you, as though I did not already. Then you will do tzedakah how others do. For now, you must do step one. And so it is inscribed. Tav. And for a fleeting moment, when the gates closed, we were all perfect and good. Until soon, as the fourth star appeared in the sky, we were normal. It was chill, but back to work. The gates have closed and another year begins. We are already making mistakes, already apologizing anew, but let us wait a little while before we dig in much more. This has been Aleph El Tav, a poem by Shel Raffin. Todot Rabot, special thanks to KV, Chana, Priya, Haven, Kira, Rabbi Ari Lev, Rabbi Mo, the Chavarut Collective, Kol Tzedek Synagogue, Ace, Tom, Nair, Hamlet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rabbi Akiva, I guess. This poem was supported by my patrons on Patreon. My patrons are Beatrix, Yachi, Kerr, Estelle, Fillertrack, Heather Flowers, Jay, Jess from Online, Catherine, Mask Layer, Moritz Heiber, Sam Gregory, Strong Jess, and Wix Cafe. This production is under a Creative Commons copyright, non-commercial share-alike attribution, 5780. You can find more of my work at shellraffin.com, and you can support me on Patreon at patreon.com/shellraffin. Thank you for listening, and Shana Tova!